Secretary of State Colin Powell and his Pakistani counterpart announced today that Pakistan is ready for a dialogue with India. Powell will deliver that message when he meets with India's leaders tomorrow. Pakistan is Powell's first stop in a five-nation tour that will also include a brief visit to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. For the past month, Afghanistan has almost been overshadowed by mounting tensions between nuclear-armed Pakistan and India over the disputed territory of Kashmir. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report on Secretary Powell's efforts to defuse the confrontation.
Following their meeting, Secretary of State Powell and Pakistani Foreign Minister Abdul Sattar weighed each word carefully, well aware their press conference was being closely watched by the Pakistani public and India, two very different audiences. Powell made it clear he sees Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf's decision to renounce terrorism as a turning point in the Indo-Pakistan confrontation. Powell called his recent speech bold and said the president's subsequent actions took courage.
As of today, over 1,900 extremists have been detained, banning of groups that support terrorism, the freezing of bank accounts of these groups, closing down offices. All of these are positive actions to bring meaning to the words of his speech.
Given domestic politics, Musharraf cannot be seen to be doing India's bidding, and Powell made a point of saying his actions are in Pakistan's interests, that Musharraf's policies will help transform Pakistan into a modern state with an enhanced role in the region and the world. Pakistani Foreign Minister Sattar also emphasized that everything his president had done is part of a long-term strategy that will improve people's lives here. He did not rule out further steps as long as they remain in Pakistan's interests. India has said Pakistan must hand over 20 suspected terrorists before it will withdraw troops from forward positions. India has also demanded concrete signs the Pakistani military has stopped providing cover for militants moving between Pakistan and Kashmir. Neither was specifically addressed at the press conference, but Powell suggested he would ask India to be patient and not rush to judgment if there were further incidents, noting no country is free of extremists and terrorists, including the United States. Pakistan's foreign minister focused on the dangerous military standoff at the border. But Powell suggested there were more immediate and realistic ways to lessen tensions than to expect a quick drawdown. He pointed to the restoration of transportation links that have been frozen.
And in due course, hopefully, there will be a military de-escalation as well. The important thing now is for both sides to make a political judgment that the way out of this crisis is political and diplomatic and not through conflict.
Powell welcomed Pakistan's willingness to enter a dialogue with India, an offer he will reinforce tomorrow in New Delhi.
What the United States is trying to do is to encourage both sides and help create conditions that will allow the beginning of such a dialogue.
While Powell has balked at the idea of becoming a mediator between India and Pakistan, he did not object to the term facilitator.
To the extent once such a dialogue begins, the two sides would like the United States or other countries to assist them, we stand ready to assist. But it has to be a dialogue between the two sides, and they have to reach out and ask for that assistance.
Powell leaves tomorrow. After a brief stopover in the Afghan capital, Kabul, he will meet with India's leaders and get their reaction. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Islamabad.